Super Yacht Radio, making you feel good all day long.
Welcome back to Super Yacht Radio. We have been discovering some absolutely fabulous drinks and foods with a Super Yacht foodie. And our next guests are joining us, Mika and Maya. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And I am really excited about this. I was telling them before we began, I think we could actually do a whole show about our next product, because the starting point is hemp. And I have discovered a lot already, just sort of by exploring the website. But I am very excited to learn a little bit more. So starting from scratch, before the show began, I was saying, you know, hemp is one of those products that I discovered, you know, has been around for, it's one of our oldest plants. It's one of our most versatile plants. But it, for me, it only seems really in the past decade or two that as a community or as a global community, we've rediscovered it. Would this be true? You are based in Finland, and Finland has its own story with hemp as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it's very old plant also in Finland, but there has been many years. No one knows nothing about hemp, but now we have the Finnish variety Finola, and that's the new start now.
Which is a particular variety of hemp?
Yes, it's oil hemp. Basically, so we can get a lot of oil seeds and make protein and fiber and something to eat more than the old varieties, where more they make ropes and clothes and so on.
And I think that's one of the things I certainly knew of hemp as a textile, as a fiber, but I hadn't really discovered, and I haven't seen it as a food source. But reading up from your website of hemp as a food source, it's actually quite a superfood. I mean, it has some perfect balances there, which are quite unique.
It's a real superfood, and I'm sure that it's one thing that it grows here in central Finland, where you have the not so long summer, but there's a lot of light, and the season is very well, we have sunlight here in central Finland, but as you know, the Finnish summer nights are something special, and all the flavors and everything is like more intense than when something else is being grown in some other countries. The season is short, but it's really intense, and the flavors are, that's why they are so intense, also with hemp. And you can think about like other seed product that you might like to eat with your breakfast or like a snack. But with hemp, you can always have these like really good fatty acids like omega-3s and everything.
Because that was one of the interesting things I actually discovered from Super Yacht Foodie interviews last year was, you know, we talk a lot about the omega oils because they're really important for brain health. But actually, we kind of need a balance of omega-3 and 6 for it to be nutritionally beneficial, which is what hemp provides. It actually has the perfect balance of the omega-3 to 6, which is perfect.
Yeah, I think so, that too. And what I've been thinking, that I'm really allergic to many things, and it's nice to eat something that you can eat with really like with good appetite when you have these good fatty acids, and there's also protein, but not that much salt. Mm-hmm. So it's really good for you. And also there's carbohydrates. People are thinking that, oh, I want low carb things, but there's carbohydrate, but not that much sugar. And mm-hmm. I think that is the most important thing.
Yeah, no, I hadn't thought of it, but you know, you have it. It's about 25% protein, isn't it? 30% of your really healthy fats. And one of the facts I loved is it's actually so nutritious that it could provide, you could sustain yourself on it for a year of just eating hemp seeds, which I thought was super. I actually had read that years ago when, you know, we had all these protein diets and everyone was focused on protein. And it was looking at, like, years ago, if you look at Inuit people or down in Australia, they would have, like, eaten the whole seal, and that would have given them the balances of the omega 3 and 6s and the proteins. Now, in our modern world, we don't want to eat the whole seal or the whole, you know, wallaby or whatever it was. And we're also moving much more into looking at healthy alternatives for protein. And I think having a number of vegetarians in my own family, looking for healthy sources. I'm personally gluten-free, which actually is challenging as a vegetarian, because a lot of vegetarian products have wheat or gluten in them. So it's interesting how you've brought this in as a kind of healthy protein alternative.
Yeah, you can find a really good way to get really good protein and really good fatty acids into your body when you are using hemp in any different ways, in oils or in these really good chips.
The other thing I really loved discovering is, and I have to say that this has sort of been part of the Super Yacht Foodie principle too, is looking at ecological or sustainable products. Hemp as a plant is really a really ecological product, isn't it?
Yes, we don't need any pesticides or chemicals when we grow it, because of Finnish Arctic winter time and so on. We have our fields are in the middle of forests and between lakes and so on. It's a super place for hemp fields.
Super place for superfood.
Yes.
It is. And additionally, it also has a contribution to our carbon footprint.
It's maybe the best plant, maybe, and many, many times better than, for example, forest in carbon. I think people don't know it yet, but in future, it's more important.
I mean, all plants obviously absorb carbon dioxide, but at different levels. Yes. So if we're looking at the future of our planet, we want more plants that can absorb a much greater amount of carbon dioxide. And I had no idea the hemp plant was actually so effective for that.
But also we can use all of the parts of hemp plant in something. There's nothing, you don't lose anything.
There's nothing wasted.
There's nothing to waste. And it's also very good for the soil, because the plant is so big and it had really good roots. So it's good for the soil. It's good for the fields. We need to take good care of our soil so that we can grow things like as naturally as possible.
Yeah. And soil in itself as well has its own role in climate and being able to absorb and the balance of nitrogen. Yeah, it was fascinating. I had a little bit of a history lesson of doing a little bit of research of just discovering how versatile it is, which also brings me to the products you're offering, because you actually have quite a diverse range of products based on hemp as well, don't you?
Yes, we have made and developed new kind of products also. And for example, the power chips and some sweets and some smoke oil also, and many, many new products also we are developing now, but they are not ready yet.
But for those looking at the options available for Super Yacht Foodie, there's the smoked oil, the shampoo, which looked like a block shampoo, if I'm correct, which again, you know, skip all the plastics of your bottle, but it was it's a block shampoo, am I right?
Yeah, and it's really durable. Like, you can use it like months, because there's no water. When you buy this plastic bottle, most of it is always water. So why would you keep water in a boat when you can't store everything you want to? So you can use this really good block of soap or block of shampoo and take really good care of your skin.
and it lasts for months, which provisioning on a super yacht is actually of vital importance as well. And on the food side, can you tell us what the options are?
Probably the best thing, those power chips are really good when you're thinking about a holiday, when you can eat those really crispy, mildly salted chips. You can have it with like anything. It's like a cracker, but not that. Everybody knows when you say a cracker, you know what the feeling in your mouth is like, dry and like it's like some flour in your mouth. But this is like really good. It feels really good. It's real. It feels healthy in your food, and you get all the good things that you can have from hemp. All the fatty acids, the good protein, and everything has been growing here in central Finland.
Wonderful. And again, for provisioning, having foods that you can put in the cupboard, they don't have a short shelf life. It's going to last the season.
They last. They last long. And if the road, if the water is kind of rocky, they will still last when they don't get smashed like normal crisps.
So if people want to find out a little bit more, where do they go? Of course, it's going to be on the Soup Yacht Foodie platform, and you can see that through the TUVYC website, but also Instagram and Facebook. For you, if they want to go directly and just kind of read up a bit more, I would recommend it to everyone. I found it fascinating because you give a really interesting kind of history, and we've only touched on the nutritional benefits, but they're all there. Where do they go to, Maija?
They should go to jyvashamppu.fi.
We will be adding that in onto our social media. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I didn't quite get that down, I'm going to add in that onto the social media post on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn too, so you can find it directly. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have to say, I discovered something very new with this. To be honest, personally, as you were talking about the shampoo, I have four daughters. I go through a lot of shampoo. When you were talking about a block of shampoo that lasts for months, I thought, oh, that would be brilliant. I'd love that. But also for super yacht provisioning, it would be great. Thank you so much for joining us on this Super Yacht Foodie Adventure.
Super Yacht Radio.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favorite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly who will fulfill your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.
This is Super Yacht Radio.